Our Place, episode 546.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will.
Well, hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How are you doing? We're all right, I think, aren't we?
Yep.
We are. How are you all? It's been a couple of weeks, but not a lot has really happened in terms of those couple of weeks, has it, Angie?
Not really.
To be honest.
Especially, no, I don't think so.
I mean, Debbie's been coming in. We've had more, you know, training Debbie to work with me and stuff like that. And it's all going well. And Debbie will join us officially on the 1st of April. And but we told you all that 2 weeks ago. I think we told you Emma had got a job as well.
Yeah, we did.
So, yeah, there's not a lot happened this week. Angie told me I've got to do a podcast just to tell you about Nadex.
Yeah, but although, what?
No, I can't think of much more to say on it, but it's going to be a short one.
We need to advertise this every time we do a podcast.
Indeed.
I said from now on.
Mm. So we should do a podcast every week, really.
No, we don't have to do that, because that's all we really will say.
Yeah, exactly. Talking of Nadex, we are going to Nadex between March 26th and 7th. Nadex is Birmingham, it's the NEC, and we will have Sean Tibbetts of Cyber Eyes with us. So if anyone wants to come and ask Sean questions, he's the CEO of the company, I believe. He certainly is a director of the company, and he kind of invented Cyber Eyes. So good chance to talk to Sean if you want to come and see us. And we'll be on the stand, and we're on stand N312. Stand N312. And that's on the 26th and the 27th of March at the Birmingham NEC. So there you are. I've done my bit of advertising, Angie.
We're not quite sure if Sean's staying 2 days, are we?
We don't know that yet, no.
You're trying to persuade him to, aren't you?
No, it's not that. It's not even that. He wanted to stay for 2 days, but it's costing a huge amount from the airlines, apparently.
It will.
So we don't know yet. Mm. So we'll see. He'll certainly be there on the 26th.
Because he's doing a talk.
He's doing a seminar.
So, yes.
On CyberEye. So he'll be there on the 26th.
Do we know the time of the seminar?
Yes, I believe it's 1:45 to 2:15.
Can anyone get in or do they have to book?
No, anyone can get in, I believe. They can just go into the seminar.
All right.
Anyone that's at the exhibition. So there you go. Nadex, here we come. Anything else, Ange?
Well, the only thing last week that happened, you were supposed to go to Morecambe to do a demo, but it had to be cancelled.
Yes.
We don't know why it was cancelled, but it had to be.
We don't know why he cancelled it.
That made that couple of days different.
Different, because I was supposed to go out, but didn't. So
it just was...
home in the office.
We haven't had that happen.
No, we haven't, actually. No.
You only had it happen once, and it was only train fare that was a problem. You got everything back except 10 quid, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So that...
Yep.
In all the years, we've only had someone cancelled twice on us, haven't we?
Yeah.
In all the years that... Not bad going, is it?
No.
Oh, there was the time you went to somewhere and they weren't there. You were supposed to train them or show them something and they weren't there. That happened once, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that was a local, wasn't it?
Somewhere.
Turn around and turn around and go home again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apart from that, no, it's been pretty good. We've been pretty lucky, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we have. We haven't had any other cancellations, anything like that.
No.
Unfortunately, I booked a flexible saver rate with Premier Inn. And, of course, the lesson learned from that is that you can't get a refund because it's a flexible saver rate. Not flexible, it's a saver rate. So it's inflexible, if you like. Mm. But it's cheaper.
But the amount of time this happens, you wouldn't want to pay more.
No. No.
You lose even more money.
That's right.
Every time.
That's right. That's right. We go. Anything else?
I can't think. You must have something controversial to tell me.
I haven't at all.
Oh, dear.
I haven't.
Kind of sad.
That's why I was wondering whether we should do one. It's almost
pointless. Oh, yeah. Your inner grid chargers. Come on. Talk about those.
Well, in order to talk about Enegrid, I need to go and get it, really, don't I? Well, you could go and get it if you want. It's on the desk on the left-hand side.
Left-hand side?
On the left-hand side of the computer keyboard.
Oh, it's on the computer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in its pouch, so...
Sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, it's in its pouch on the left. You'll see it. I'll blame you for not reminding me to get that, because I was going to demo it, wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not you can.
Well, you can.
I know.
You can demo it. So, while Angie's gone, I'll just fill you in. We've got a new accessible power bank in. This is called the Enegrid power bank. We did have the iWalk. I don't think I'll be getting any more iWalks. They're a bit naff compared to this one, to be honest. And I think this one is better. And I'll explain why when Angie brings it down. So we've got this new accessible power bank. And it's £60. And it's 15,000 milliamps. So it will actually charge an iPhone about 3.5 times. And it comes in a nice carry pouch as well. And it also comes with reversible USB ports. So it doesn't matter what way you put the USB lead into it. It's all good. If you would care to get it out of the pouch for me and hand it.
Well, yes, I'll do that.
Careful with the cables.
Right, I've got it does have a cable in the pouch, yes.
Yeah.
You can store it all together.
Yeah.
It's white. That's why I wanted to get it. It feels ever so nice. It's smooth, isn't it? There is
a
non-smooth bit on the back. I don't know if that's writing or what that is. Or is it the back or front? I don't know.
You can do the demo if you want. So basically what you've got is you've got two USB ports on the front. And you've got a micro USB port for charging it.
Are they top or bottom? Is it supposed to be bottom? Ports top or bottom?
Well, the top is where the button is, so that's the ports are at the bottom.
Ports that way then.
So yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
I've got no button at the top.
You got a button? Yes, you have. You've got a button on the top surface. If you come down here.
Oh, on the surface. Yeah.
With that little button there.
Yes.
Right now, so all you've got is one button on it, and when you plug it in. You press that button to turn it on. When you plug your device in, you press that button to turn it on. Now, if you press that button with no devices in, this is what happens.
Okay.
So what you got is four beeps. That told me there's 100% battery in there. Now, what I want you to do, Angie, is to hold the button down for a couple of seconds. Hold it, keep it held down till it vibrates. There you go. And you can hear the vibrate motor. I just heard it in the mic.
I did.
Now I want you to press that button again. So what Angie's just done is she's switched from beep and vibrate mode to just vibrate mode. So you don't have to have it beeping. So you plug... into one of the two USB ports. You plug your cable, your iPhone cable or your Android cable or whatever cable you want to device you want to charge, and you press the button on the top to turn it on, and it vibrates to tell you it's connected. It also vibrates to tell you when you plug the charger in, and the charger's receiving power as well. So when you plug the charger into the wall using the micro USB socket. It vibrates to tell you when it's charging. Now, I want you to feel the USB ports, Angie. Do you notice that tactile bumps on them?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So that's how you know the orientation, that the tactile bumps are up at the top, aren't they, of the port?
To the right of one.
To the right, that's right,
and
yeah.
And the bottom of the middle one.
Yep.
And the left of the left-hand one.
That's right. So you've got different positions for the bumps to tell you which USB port you're using. So the middle one is at the bottom, and the left one is the tactile bump is on the left hand side.
Why though? Because those ports doesn't matter which you use, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's just a different distinction, really. I guess for each port. So you've got these tactile bumps on them to tell you where the ports are and things like that. And the smallest port is obviously the micro USB port.
That you charge the unit with, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, for an extra fiver, you can buy a cable, a longer USB cable, because it comes with a short micro USB cable. And for an extra fiver, you can buy a longer USB cable, which is reversible at both ends. So you can plug that cable into any micro USB port and not get it in the wrong way. That's quite useful, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So you can buy those for a fiver, as I say. The charge is £60, as I said. And that's really all we can say about it. The pouch feels nice, doesn't it, Angie?
It does, yes.
It's a nice
material pouch
comes with.
It's
got a draw. It's like a drawstring bag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a drawstring bag.
It's like that.
Yeah. So.
It's a kind of brownie, fawny colour, I suppose.
Is it?
Light brown, interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
I would, for some reason, I don't know why, I would have expected it to be black. I've no idea why, but no, it's a nice sort of brown, yes. It is.
So, yeah, that's your Enegrid charger.
And it has lights on it too, so if you can see, you do get lights. And they are, I could see them.
Can you?
It wasn't bright in here, though. If it's a very bright day, I wouldn't want it. Obviously, that would be... But there are, yes. So it gives you the amount of light. Yeah, I'm thinking of the Chotex. They're the same, and I'm sure many other chargers. It's quite heavy, isn't it?
This one is, yes. Yes.
You wouldn't want it in your trouser pocket.
No.
It's, you know, it is quite heavy.
So when it vibrates four times, you get the four lights, do you?
The four lights when it's on, you see them, yeah. Anyway, when you switch it on, obviously it goes off after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
After a short time.
Yeah. So you've got lights, vibrates and beeps.
Yeah.
And I honestly, thinking about it, don't think you need a talking power bank.
You don't if it does that. No, you know, because if you've got an automatic.
Everything is accessible to you just doing that, isn't it? Really?
And if you're in a noisy place, talking isn't always the best.
No.
You don't always hear it.
If you're in a noisy place, you can feel that, can't you?
Yeah, you'd feel the vibrate.
You just put your hand on it.
You certainly hear an amount of beeps where you may not hear what a voice says.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So I'm quite pleased with it.
Yeah.
I like
it's
it.
Good. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So you can't just chuck it in a pocket and think you can just carry it like that. But obviously, if you... I don't know whether you'd put it in a jacket pocket, would you? A bit heavy.
Yeah, it's a bit heavy for any pocket, really, I'd say. But it goes nicely in a bag.
Yeah, it would.
Go all right in a bag.
Or rucksack or anything like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I can hold it in one hand. It's a hand held, you know, you can hold it.
Yeah.
Yes, I think it's good. And I was surprised how nice it feels.
Yeah.
You know, I don't sort of think about that with chargers.
No.
I know you can get all different coloured chargers.
I think a lot of thought's gone into it.
Yes,
put it
that
way.
Somebody's actually thought about this, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't do quick charge. In other words, it doesn't do Qualcomm quick charge, but it does charge fairly rapidly. Each USB port can pull out a maximum of 3 amps. But if you plug two things in, you won't get 3 amps. So you can get 3 amps maximum out of the device. So... If for example, I plug my Android phone into the charger on its own, it'll charge fast. But if I plug two devices in, it would charge a bit slower. If that makes sense.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's also got intelligent circuit cut off and things like that. So it won't overcharge your batteries and things like that. And it will also turn itself off, so it won't flatten its own battery, if you know what I mean.
So basically, when you plug something in, does it come on, or do you have to switch it off?
No, that's what I said. When you plug it in, you have to press that button at the top, and that turns things on. And then it will go off once the device is fully charged.
Yeah.
There's no indication of when your device is fully charged. It doesn't vibrate when your device is fully charged. But it does vibrate when it's fully charged, if you know what I mean.
I've just seen something interesting about this. Now, so your button is near the left at the bottom, near your left-hand USB port.
Yeah.
But when you go above the bottom, there's a slight ridge which separates that area.
Yeah.
From I don't. It's interesting. It's only a slight. I don't know why that is. But it is.
Yeah,
so it's got below that ridge, and there you, there's all your bits.
Well, I think, isn't that where your lights are as well?
Your lights?
Well, if we turn it,
have to turn it on again.
If we turn it on.
I'll just press it.
I think.
No, your lights are below the. There's your light. Look, where you can feel another.
So
ridge.
What I'm saying is, I think they're all contained in
with
the ridge.
Everything that you, all your stuff, is, yeah. you're saying, is peripheral.
Is contained in that ridge.
Below
there.
The ridge.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, these lights look blue to me. Somebody would tell me they're green, probably, but to me they're blue.
Is it still on at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah. So
but
it does.
You turn it off or not?
Don't know. Press the button. No. No. So, you just wait for it to go off.
It's like my charger.
Yeah.
That my one goes off and off on its own.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's interesting. The lights went off as soon as I did that, though, after it vibrated.
All right. Okay, do it again.
So let's experiment. Yeah, so that's...
So they're on now.
Yeah, and then... Oh, didn't do anything then. Oh, it didn't that time. It was just ready to go off.
It was just ready to go off within the 2 minutes. Yeah. So, in other words, you're not restarting the timer by pressing the button.
No.
Are you?
No.
So, you know, it must count down about 2 minutes.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's gone off. It's not like 2 minutes, is it?
No, it's about a minute, really, isn't it?
It's more like a minute.
Which is enough,
because you don't want to use your power. I mean, these lights probably don't use much, but you don't want to use it for that, do you?
No,
that's just an indicator, isn't it?
Yeah.
To show you that it's ready to go and it's fully charged.
And, of course, the other thing you can do, which I have tried, is you can press that button first and then plug something in.
Mm.
And so long as you plug something in before it goes off, it'll start charging.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the Energrid, really. It's the Energrid 15,000 milliamp power bank.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, I think it does feel so nice.
Yeah, yes. It's a bit like an Apple device, isn't it?
Yes.
Or, you know, it's nice hardware.
Yes. It is nice hardware, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.
Well done, Ange, because you made the podcast a bit longer.
I made it longer. I could also make it slightly longer and say I don't think it would fit in many bum bags, would it?
No.
It certainly wouldn't fit mine. I don't know about yours.
No.
I doubt it would fit mine. It's too thick.
It would fit my bum bag if I had nothing else in it.
I think it's too thick for mine. I haven't got it.
It might make it too heavy as well.
It would make it too heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably would.
Yeah. Yeah. But...
Whereas the charger I have, which does not talk or anything, I just wanted a pink one. Well, because we'd got them here and I thought, oh, I'll have one of them for somebody to buy me one for Christmas, which they did. Would, although it would take up a lot of room because it would have to go in the same compartment I usually put my phone in, but it would fit in, I think it would.
Yeah.
Again, you see so it's nice though that there are so many different kinds of charger about, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have a lot of choice.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Many types.
Yeah.
But if mine were to go wrong, I would probably get one like this. Because I think it's a handbag.
What I will say is this is the only charger that's knowingly been made accessible.
Yeah.
I think the iWalk was just a novelty, you know?
Well, the iWalk's a novelty because it's the way it talks to you.
Yes, and you can't instantly get battery level out of it. What you have to do is turn it on and then wait till it goes off.
I was going to have an iWalk because there's one feature I love where you can just pull out the port and plug your thing straight in.
It's got built-in cables.
Yes, I love that. Pull out the cables, they're already in.
Yeah.
But I think the naffness would have really annoyed me in the end.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't like the naffness of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is much more practical.
But I do really like the Energrid, I must say. Yeah. It's you know, it is the accessible charger, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that's it. The amount of beeps and vibrates, you know how much power you've got.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, that's the Energrid 15,000 milliamp power bank. I'll put a link to it on the show notes so you can go buy it if you want to. Or, of course, you can contact us in the same way. Just ring us or whatever if you want to buy one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And of course, we'll probably have a couple of them at Nadex. I don't know yet. We're not taking much to Nadex. But certainly we will have them at local exhibitions when we go, won't we?
Oh, yeah. Are you allowed to sell at Nadex?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did wonder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah. We haven't been told we can't, so.
No, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the Enegrid. I like it. It's good and does the job, does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, but at least we could find a way of demonstrating it. Mm. And by the way, I forgot to say that if you hold the button down again for a couple of seconds, you would switch it back to beep mode. So
yes.
There's only one button that you need to know about,
right.
Isn't there?
Yes, there is.
That's clever
as
well.
It's simple as that, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. It's very clever. There's not much to remember, is there?
No.
Really?
No.
You know. I'm getting some kind of interference. I hope that doesn't come out on the podcast.
Well,
I'm sorry
if it's
sort of mobile phone noise, you know, interference.
Oh, right.
Probably because I've got my phone in my pocket.
Oh.
If it comes out, I apologise.
Well, I've often heard that on the BBC. We have, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
We've all heard it everywhere, haven't we? So
yeah.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
I'm sure. No, of course it's not. No.
I have heard it on the BBC.
Not ashamed of it. Anyway, I think that does it, doesn't it, Ange?
Yes, I think so.
So, don't forget you can contact us, ourplace@comproom.co.uk, www.ourplace-podcast.info to go and find out all the show notes and where you can buy nice Enegrid chargers and all kinds of things like that, you know. And, of course, you know, thank you all, as ever, for listening to the podcast. So I'm going to say cheerio for now.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we will see you next time.